And now here's Phil Henry. Yay.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Big news that John McCain has endorsed George W. Bush. Once bitter rivals in the Republican presidential process, they emerged from a much-anticipated meeting saying they will agree more than they do agree more than they disagree, and both pledged to work together to help the GOP retake the White House in November. We were looking around for somebody who might give us some insight into this. You know, Larry Grover's worked with conservatives of Kern County for a long time, and we were able to get in touch with Larry, although there's been such a, I don't know what you would call it, Larry, there's been such a change for you in your relationship to the Republican Party over the last several years, and especially in light of the fact that President Clinton is still in the office of president. I was wondering if you had, if you were still on the side of the Republicans, so to speak.
Phil, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that, because I want to answer that, and the answer is yes. I'm still on the side of the Republican Party. I'm a great supporter of the Republican Party's policies. I am a member of the Republican Party. I think the party has lost its way in some respects. I think it's not the hardcore conservative wing of the party calling the shots, and that's what we're about in conservatives of Kern County. We're about the hardcore conservative wing of the party.
What now? John McCain, you were supporting, right?
I was a very big supporter of John McCain, former Army, former war hero, a tremendous asset to the people of the state of Arizona. We wanted John McCain. When he dropped out of the race, it became a situation where we had to either endorse George W. Bush or do some soul searching. And I can't vote for Bush simply because I think that his drug usage is still a question. There's still a very big...
Oh, but he's gone around and around and around about that. That's not even an issue anymore.
No, I don't agree, Phil. I think there's still some unanswered questions about George Bush's drug usage. He was a cocaine user. He won't admit it. What's the real story on George W. Bush's cocaine use? That's, I think, what we want to know a little bit about that, too. And he won't come clean. Now, I was gratified.
Why do people keep picking that one, though, man? I mean, so what if the guy did? I love the way that Bradley answered the marijuana question. You know, he came right out and he said it.
Well, I think it goes to the question of integrity, and it goes to the question of honesty. Now, the candidate for a president of the Republican Party, George Bush, has quit drinking. I don't know if you saw the announcement. And
no, I did not. He's quit drinking.
He's quit drinking.
When?
I believe he quit drinking 2 weeks ago, and that's part of his push toward getting the White House, that he has given up alcohol. And
a lot of times when people give up alcohol, there's been something happened.
I don't know what the particulars are. There was a fundraiser that he was at, and it was in a northeastern city, and a lot of the stuff is sketchy, but he did give up alcohol use after a night, I guess, that wasn't that much fun, and I think that speaks to a certain responsibility. But I certainly cannot...
No, I'm really curious. What happened?
With the alcohol?
Yeah, he gave up drinking, you say, 2 weeks ago after something happened at a fundraiser. What?
Well, the word was that he woke up, like so many of us have, he had a real tough time. He had a very difficult night. And he woke up, I guess, someplace...
Talking about George W. Bush.
That's right.
Where did he wake up?
I don't know, Phil. It was in a hotel, but he had on a pair of wingtips and a dress shirt, and that was it. And then there was a visit to an emergency room. That's all I know. But as the result of...
George W. Bush woke up in a dress shirt and a pair of wingtips.
Right. And then there was an emergency room visit. That's all I know, and that's my understanding. So, but he's given up the alcohol, and that's great. What I want to say, though, is this, Phil. I think it's important to say. I cannot support the Republican Party candidate, and I cannot support any of the candidates right now as it is presently constituted. I can't vote for Gore for obvious reasons. I did some research, and conservatives of Kern County are looking into some other viable possibilities.
All right, we're talking with Larry Grover. He's with Conservatives of Kern County. Who are you, and our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. You're a Republican. You're a conservative Republican. You won't vote for Bush because the drug question's still out there. You can't vote for McCain. You obviously aren't going to vote for Gore. Who are you going to support?
Well, I think that as a conservative Republican, we did some research, and we have found, I think, a party that is... And I'm sick of Republicans getting beaten, and I found out that really the closest party ideologically to the Republican Party was the American Nazi Party, and we had looked into that, and there stands on...
You're talking about the American, what, the Nazi Party?
As far as ideologically, that's correct, yeah.
And as the closest thing to the Republican Party is the American Nazi Party, why?
If you look at their pivotal stands...
This is a party that, you know, the Nazis, I don't know if the American Nazi Party is anything similar to the German one, they killed people. They murdered people.
I understand that, Phil, and I don't endorse that. I want to go on record now. I don't endorse that, and I'm not saying that we would endorse. What I'm trying to tell you is the similarities. I look for areas of commonality. That's the kind of person that I am. I look for areas of commonality.
And what does the Republican Party have in common with the American Nazi Party?
Areas of commonality.
And don't be silly either.
Phil, I'm not being silly. I'm trying to give you a honest appraisal. The American Nazi Party is pro-Christian. It's a pro-Christian and pro-family values organization. It is an anti...
That's a lot of propaganda. And
well, I was asked on your program to give my opinion. Am I going to be allowed to give the opinion?
Yeah, you can give your opinion. I just think you're getting sucked into a lot of propaganda.
Listen to what I'm saying, Phil. I said I'm not in favor of gas chambers. I'm not in favor of killing people. I'm trying to tell you what the American Nazi Party has in common with the Republican Party. They are pro-Christian. They are anti-abortion. They're anti-immigration. They're pro-business. They are pro-family. They are very strong on defense. They are strong on protecting our borders. They are anti-homosexual, and they're not afraid to use the military muscle. Now, you know...
You realize that their anti-Semitism, their racial laws, their warmongering, at least the German Nazi Party, all of these things were very, very...
I'm not in favor of that.
Very, very destructive.
I understand that, but I'm not... And it's a tough one. When you talk about going... out and saying, well, the Nazis are a good group of people, I'm not prepared to do that. What I am prepared to tell you is that there are a lot of areas of commonality between the Republican Party and the American Nazi Party, and I am willing to explore those this election year.
Okay. Larry Grover is with us from Conservatives of Kern County. In not endorsing Bush... You can't endorse Gore. You can't endorse McCain. You're looking for a party that you can go with. What about the libertarians? You are going to one extreme of the conservative cause, the American Nazi Party. But what about...
Phil, the libertarians are a bunch of queers. And let's rip the lid right off of these guys right away, okay?
There we go with the pejoratives again.
Well, no, really. Allow me to make a statement, okay? I think the libertarians are a bunch of posing queers who don't have a chance in hell to win anything. I don't even think they know what they stand for. And those guys will never win any election anywhere at any time. The American Nazi Party may not have a chance of winning an election either, but I'm looking for areas of commonality. And
yeah, I know, areas of common ground. There are a lot of former Republicans that are libertarians, okay?
Let me tell you something. They let gays into their group, all right? And I really think you should give the Nazis... a shot at least presenting a case because of the commonality that they have with the Republican Party. There's no way any of the people running for president right now are going to do us any good in the long run. That's why what we're trying to do is support these individuals that we think have common ground. And
okay, let's take the Nazis. Murdering people.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, there's one area that you don't have anything in common with.
That's absolutely right, and that's a tough one, Phil. It's difficult to support people who advocate that kind of thing.
Let's talk about the Nazis' racial superiority theories and their obvious white supremacist views.
I don't agree with that either, and again, that's a very difficult thing to support. I'm totally against that.
Let's talk about their ideas concerning eugenics, discredited science, their ideas of separatism with regard to the races.
I do not agree with any of those either.
Then how in hell do you want to ally yourself with them?
Because of some very interesting stands that they take, pro-Christian, pro-business, pro-family, the ones that I mentioned, and the fact that they have, I think, interesting-looking uniforms that are, you know, it's been a long time since I played dress-up as a kid, but if you look at those, the cool uniforms that they have and the stuff they get to carry in parades, I got to tell you, and the one-step haircut, it all adds up.
So they've got nice haircuts and they carry cool stuff in parades. Is that a reason why you want to go with the American Nazi Party because you're disillusioned with the Republicans?
Right now, Phil, that's how bad it's gotten.
And the libertarians...
Just absolute and utter faggots. Hello?
Right here, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County. He's not going with Bush this year. He doesn't like the questions surrounding his drug use. He can't vote for McCain. He's not voting Democrat. He feels the only party that has any area of commonality with the Republicans is the American Nazi Party because of their pro-Christian and anti-abortion stance. He won't go with the libertarians for the reasons that he mentioned. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
They wear really interesting uniforms. I think you'd like to see them.
I've seen Nazi uniforms, and I've seen all the newsreels, and that isn't a reason for me to join a political party. The reason for me to join a political party may be that I agree with their political philosophy about governing a nation. And we're back on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, talking to Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County about how you're not voting Republican.
No, sir, I'm not. Not at the presidential race, no.
Because George W. Bush...
I believe there's still some questions about cocaine use, and although I admire him for giving up alcohol, I think he did it a little late.
So you looked around for a party that is just like the Republicans, and...
Not just like, Phil, and here's where I think you do a disservice. A party with an area of commonality, and for me, that's the American Nazi Party. And
because they happen to have the same stand on immigration and abortion. And by the way, you know, you're giving a lot of publicity to a party that is discredited and hated and has no chance of winning any election. And
have you got phone calls?
Yeah, we have phone calls.
Okay. So, but I think the American Nazi Party...
Why'd you ask me that?
No reason, really. The American Nazi Party is interesting.
Why did you ask me, do we have phone calls?
I just wanted to gauge the response.
I think it's a suspicious question.
I wanted to gauge the response. American Nazi Party has a lot in common with Republicans.
I'm beginning to suspect... Okay. Coconut Creek on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to state how ignorant this man seems by what he's saying. I'm Jewish. And I have a right to vote. And by you saying that you're not, you know, opposed to the blacks and this and that.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I think that part
of
the Nazi.
What about the Jewish people?
I think that part of the Nazi philosophy is wrong. That's wrong.
How can you support anything if you don't agree with one thing? And the killing is enough to not even. Why don't you just. You're just breeding ignorance by what you're saying.
Well, if you're a Republican.
I'm not a Republican.
All right, let's say you're a Democrat. You may not agree with certain President Clinton having sex with Monica Lewinsky, right?
But he didn't kill anybody.
Well, you don't agree with that, and you throw that out, don't you?
The same thing with the Nazis.
I don't agree with them killing people, but they've got some good ideas. The Volkswagen.
Who said the Volkswagen? Those are Germans. Not every German is a Nazi.
That was the American. You're talking about the American Nazi Party, the German Nazi Party.
But the Nazis came up with the idea.
Oh, and that made our life so much better over here, the Volkswagen.
No, I'm just saying it was a good idea. It was a good idea.
Look, if Nazis get into power in this country, they're going to do the same or attempt to do the same thing to Jewish
exactly.
people that they did in Germany.
Of course.
Well, we won't let them do it, and we'll make sure we'll make sure they don't do it.
Then who stopped them last time?
Well, this time I won't let let's say I'm a Nazi, okay? And I get elected president, okay?
Right.
I won't let them kill you.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I think that there's enough homosexuals, enough Jews, enough women, enough liberals
out there, God forbid,
that would never happen.
Well, what do you mean about...
The Nazis would never, ever be elected into party in this country. I think that this country
has
come
happen.
Far enough
yeah.
that we've let immigrants in here, that we have grown
It'll
as
never
a country,
happen. Exactly.
That we will never let that happen.
We know too much about history.
I don't think we should get the Nazis who kill Jews in. I want the Nazis who are anti-immigration. Those are the kind I want.
But immigrants make this country what it is.
Can I ask you something?
Pot.
If you weren't Jewish,
mm-hmm.
and you saw a Nazi going down the street with that
mm-hmm.
uniform, in the uniform,
mm-hmm.
you got isn't it cool looking?
No.
No,
I
come on.
Cool. I think the swastika, you might as well write,
now,
kill
come on,
this.
Be
kill
honest.
That.
Be honest. Be honest.
I am being 110%
You're
honest.
You're telling me that doesn't look cool.
You know what looks cool? The United States Marines uniforms. Those
well,
cool.
you're right there. You're 100% right there. But this is the new Nazi party. Let's forget about the past.
But you can't.
All right,
about
you can't
the
forget
past.
The past, and you can't rewrite. You know what? Leopard doesn't change its spots. Okay, Las Cruces on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Leopard doesn't change his spots.
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Who is that, Larry?
I'm Larry Grover. How are you, pal?
Yeah. Well, you ain't got a chance in hell in winning on a Nazi party.
Let me tell you
the Republican Party has been pretty strong in Orange County, but if they lean on that, well, they lose their credibility, and you're just throwing your vote away.
What about that whole pro-business deal that the Nazis are into?
The pro-what?
Pro-business.
Well, hell, the Republicans are pro-business.
Yeah, but they got that Bush, and I don't like the idea that he quit drinking.
How do you know that he quit drinking, or how do you know he was drinking?
He said he quit drinking 2 weeks ago at that fundraiser.
Who said that? Where did you hear that?
Where did you hear that?
I heard that he quit drinking. It was the result of he pulled an all-nighter at a fundraiser, and he woke up in a wingtips and a dress shirt.
Oh, look here.
No.
He's probably got a half a dozen chasers with him. And they ain't going to let nothing happen to that
guy. I'm not saying anything.
Make a statement like that.
Well, I'm not saying anything happened to him. I'm saying that he had himself a cocktail, and he woke up in wingtips and a dress shirt.
So what's wrong with that?
When you're not wearing any pants, what's wrong with that, he asked
me. Well, hell, you're going to be in a hotel with the pants on? You have to be fully dressed?
Well, let me ask you something. If you're not wearing your pants, why are you still wearing your shoes?
Well, hell, I walk around that way.
Outside?
Was he outside?
I don't want to comment.
Was he outside?
Yeah, so you're just making a hearsay comment.
I don't want to make any comment beyond the fact that he was wearing a dress shirt.
And as far as the drugs concerned, that was about 25 years ago.
Well, that's
and
true.
And that's all hearsay, too.
Well, I don't know if that guy was packing his nose or not. But these Nazis, this is the way to go, my friend.
No, it's no way.
No good?
No good.
Well, hey, can I ask Phil a question?
Yes.
Do you still have a full board of calls?
Yes, I do. What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing. Anyway, old timer.
You're just blowing smoke and you're discouraging.
Is that what you're doing?
Republicans.
Are you blowing smoke?
You're putting out hearsay and a lot of Republicans are going to hear you.
I just want you to think of one thing. George Bush in wingtips. No pants and a dress shirt.
So?
So?
Well, maybe he just took his pants off.
Don't you think it'd be cool if our president had a little black mustache under his nose?
No, I don't.
Oh man, you don't even know how to have any fun.
Hell, it ain't fun. It's serious.
Come on, loosen up.
It's a serious and a national
security. Hold on, Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686.
Loosen up.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I believe, so in other words, Larry, what I'm saying is that is the dialectical question, okay?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. The only reason why I'm talking about joining the Nazi party, you told me you had a full board of calls, right?
I'm sorry?
You told me that you had a full board of calls.
Yes, I did.
That's the only reason why I'm saying it. I don't believe it. I don't care.
You don't care about what?
I don't care about the Nazis. I just want to see if I can get people pissed off.
Well, so what are you doing here, man, okay?
He called me up. He said he wanted me to talk about the politics. I don't care. I just want to see if I can talk about Nazis and get people to call in.
So everything you said is bullcrap.
Everything I said, except I do think libertarians are queer. That's the only thing I said that I really...
Get out of here. Hey, Schaefer, you're fired again, okay? Did you hear him? The only reason I called up to see if I could get phone calls. Guy comes on here talking about the Nazis. Does he really think libertarians are queer? Really? You know, I kind of agree with that. I'm kidding. 1-800-44... Fine, you're fired. Screen my own show, Mike says. 1-800-44... One of these days we're going to do that. Actually, I've done that already, and it ain't fun. Doesn't make for very good radio, I can tell you that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And on our website is the big question, do you think libertarians are queer? Just vote, philhenryshow.com. I don't know why that strikes me as a valid question, but it just does. It seems a place where a lot of people who don't have the stomach for politics go, they go to the Libertarian Party because it's a real jive-ass thing. You ever hear these cats say, hi, I'm a libertarian, and what does that mean? So what, are you gay? So you couldn't make up your mind, so you're going to do some jive-ass thing. All right, now we have with us here, Lose Weight with Slim Shorts. As you know, I'm attempting to lose weight, and I'm having a harder and harder time breathing. It's getting bad. I popped the top button on my jeans today, going up the elevator to a, quote, agent's, end quote, office. By the way, we were talking about a possible TV project. I like the idea. I like the idea that was pitched to me today. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm not going to say anything about it. And Craig is mouthing to me, can I be a part of it? No, you may not. Now, I totally forgot about this meeting that I had, and I was racing to work today, and this guy calls, says, you got to go down there and talk to your agent. I said, yeah, it's great. So I went down there and heard this. This is a great idea. Wait till you see it on the little screen. You're going to love it. Will it ever really see the light of day? Of course not, but I can talk about it and sound like I'm a real hot shot. When in point of fact, I haven't made a nickel off of television since, last May. Now, by the way, we got invited to a party at my agent's house, and my wife, this tells you a whole lot about Maria. When she was invited to the party, she says, can we bring something? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're going to go to a Hollywood party around a pool with some heavy hitters, what, are you bringing a covered dish? That's my family. Those are the kind of people we are. Oh, you mean Coke? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, honey, we can bring something. Quarter ounce, eight ball. That's such a horrible assumption, isn't it? There are a lot of hardworking people in this town, but the fact is they are on drugs. Well, not anymore. At least I'm not. So, you know, that's the kind of family that I come from. So when the guy, he says, you know, you're invited to a party, it's going to be a great party. I guess, I don't know, with pool and swimming and playing poker and crap and, you know, having a couple of beers. And Maria says, my sweet little wife, she says, can I bring something? She was going to, like, make a, you know, a potato dish or something. She's a doll, man. I love her. She says to me, like a macaroni salad. I said, honey, you know, it's a party down in Beverly Hills or something, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of cats with razor blades on CD jewel cases. You know what I mean? Oh, really? Yeah, you know. I don't think we need to bring anything. But you know what? The parties in this town would be a hell of a lot better if somebody'd bring a freaking covered dish to one or two of them. I think it'd be nice. I think they're having it catered, you know? She's a dog. That endeared her more to me than anything that she's done. And she does many things in years. The fact that she would bake a nice little covered dish for the little Hollywood party that we're going to. And we'll go there and we'll lay out the potato salad. I'm not making fun of her. I think it's really nice. But, you know, nobody believes me. Screw all of you. All right, lose weight with Slim Shorts. These specially designed shorts made of 90% neoprene and 10% nylon. Use natural body heat to increase perspiration around the waist, hips, and thighs. They aid in the reduction of excess water weight so you quickly lose unwanted inches. Most of the, a lot of that early weight that you lose is water weight, isn't it? You know, so in other words, except on the Atkins diet because there's so much salt, you retain water. I don't know how it works. Anyway, they're only $12.99. You think I ought to? These specially designed shorts made of 90% neoprene and 10% nylon. You were just complaining about your big fat gut, Taylor. And 10% nylon use natural body heat to increase perspiration around the waist. So you're walking around, oh, God, you're crotch sweating all day. Yeah, you're going to smell pretty nasty because they're tight-fitting bicycle-style shorts that are made out of this neoprene. So they're sitting there on your rear end, on your waist, in the, you know, like in the groinal area, and it's all hot and sweaty. Oh, God. It's like they're sweat shorts. Talk about it. It's just cases of Desinex. Cases. Every summer it happens to me. Pit rash, all that. I don't need more of that. Man. There isn't a factory that manufactures Right Guard yet that has come up with any kind of stench removal that could compete with that. All right, so forget it. But I'm looking into those kind of things. And this is from the Dr. Leonard's Roman's Healthcare Product Catalog. Some pretty cool stuff in here, I think. Having to do with health. And as you know, I like to go through that. Didn't we circle one more thing? Oh, here's one thing here. Eliminate tummy bulge. Feminine lace design control panty eliminates unflattering tummy bulge instantly. Comfortable satin panel. Why am I reading this? I ain't wearing no freaking girdle. Why'd you give this to me? You know, the other day, I don't want to say who, but I saw somebody putting a girdle on in our house. Anyway, a comfortable satin control panel gives you complete figure. I'm joking, baby. Well, I'll pretend like I'm joking. Everybody think I'm kidding. Control panel, you don't have to wear a girdle. You just did for a while. I don't know why. 77% nylon, 23% spandex, and a soft cotton shield for comfort. Machine wash. Pretty good idea. Now, here's the deal here. This is exercise in a bottle. Fat Trapper. Informa is the product. Now, they have a big, long piece of copy telling you about Fat Trapper and exercise in a bottle, which is a dietary supplement that assists in trapping excess fat that you eat before your body has a chance to convert it into excess pounds. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and explains all about this stuff, right? 1 month supply is $39.95. A 2 month supply is $69.95. In the upper right-hand corner is a picture of Steve Garvey. It never says his name once in the ad. It just has this picture of Garvey looking at all you fat pigs as you, you know, decide whether you want to get the Fat Trapper. And he's like a little demonic angel there sitting on your shoulder. It's just a picture of Steve Garvey. There's nothing in the ad that mentions his name. There's nothing in the copy. There's no name under his picture. Steve Garvey lives less than a mile from here. So in other words, what you're saying is he could come over here and pound me and just beat me. He lives right on that hill over there. Steve Garvey lives on a hill not four blocks from my studio right now, but I still say you ought to have your name in these ads for the Fat Trapper, Steve. Come on down. You can kick my butt, but the fact remains. With his bat, he'll beat me. Have you ever seen anything like that? I bet you he told him you can use my picture, nothing else. No name, nothing. Just put my face there for the Fat Trapper. That alone will get people to buy it. As seen on TV. All right. I consider these things only because it's getting desperation time. What? Exercise? Come on. And I ain't going on the Atkins diet. We know that's not going to happen, so that's it. So here's another thing. This is a reducing cream, maybe. Long-lasting, painless hair removal. I need that. Epilstop is specially formulated to painlessly remove unwanted hair and inhibit growth. It's better than shaving, tweezing, waxing, and costly electrolysis. The kit includes 4 ounces of hair removal cream and 4 ounces of care, 3 ounce roll-on combined. I don't need that. Maximum hernia support. Amazingly light truss can be used for single or double reducible inguinal hernia. You know what? Just help me lose weight. I don't care about any of this stuff. Although if I don't lose any time soon, I will be having a hernia or three. inflatable air beds, all kinds of cushions that help you carry your fat butt through life. Look at this. Here's a deluxe Easy Lock raised toilet seat. This tip-proof raised toilet seat securely attaches to any toilet to provide extra stable support for people who have difficulty bending or rising from a low position. I need that. Look at this. It's an elevated seat with big handles on the side, so you can sit on the toilet. You're up off the ground so high that your feet are dangling, and then when you're done, you push yourself up off the seat with these huge elevated arms. Five-inch high seat. Constructed of durable molded plastic, easy to install. See, forget about losing weight. I'll get a raised toilet seat. If I can just get stuff that makes my life go easier, I don't have to lose no weight. Raised toilet seat. I'll get a wheelchair ramp. Electric wheelchair ramp. And, yeah, how can I get my shoe on without having to bend over? I know, some kind of a tie your shoe with sticks, some sort of a device where I could remote tie my shoe. When they come up with a remote shoe tying device, the world has changed. For the better. Tying your shoe and, you know, those pants with the elastic bands, they're good, man. They're not that bad looking. They're not that bad looking. All right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Previously on the Phil Henry Show.
San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Yes.
Yes. Can I speak to her?
You're right. Yeah, you're on the air. Are you there, Brass?
I'm right here. Oh. Are you Mexican? Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm Mexican-American, yes.
All right.
What is your problem?
Mi barrio.
But what is a barrio?
What?
If you're so much for a cause...
Viva la raza.
And you don't even know what a barrio is. You're a phony, man. And
no,
if you don't
man.
Even know what raza is, you're a phony.
No, man, I want my people to be free.
What people?
You don't even know
how to pronounce your last name. Well,
how
where
do
you coming from?
That's a good point. How do you pronounce your last name, Brass? Villanueva?
Right. Villanueva.
Yeah, well, if that's your last name, how can you not pronounce it?
Because the white man beat all
nah,
the Mexican
wrong guy. You're a phony, man. You're a phony...
No,
you
I'm trying, not.
You don't even have
so
a cause.
I care so much about... We do
I'm
have a
Mexican-American,
cause.
And you're making the Mexican-American look foolish.
Wait a second. Why don't you contribute to our cause, Los Malos, because we
Listen,
are going to...
Listen, I've fought for the Mexican-Americans in San Antonio. And you know what?
Who?
You're making the Mexican-Americans embarrassed the way you're talking.
No, I'm
because
just trying
you don't
to
say...
No, you know what?
I don't
to be honest with you, I don't think he's embarrassing Mexican-Americans. I think he's an example of a kind of a wannabe. Some guy who is so entrenched in Anglo culture, so unhappy with who he is, he's grasping at some racial straw.
How dare you insult me? How dare you insult my Mexican heritage? You have insulted my Mexican heritage. If I was in front of you, I would slap you with a glove.
You know, he's just like he says, a wannabe, like... The people
that's what I'm saying.
You know,
shirts. You know, they wear shirts. Harley Davidson shirts, and they don't even have a motorcycle.
Wait a second.
You're not a Mexican American. You're nothing, man.
That's right. You're like a guy who's got on those leathers, and he doesn't own a bike.
I am a young, strong Chicano warrior, and if you were in front of me, I would challenge you to a duel with a sword. If you eat a taco,
you don't even know what Chicano is, man. What is a Chicano?
If you eat a Taco Bell, you're bending
no,
every
no.
Mexican.
No, no, no. Answer my question. What is a Chicano?
A Chicano is
yeah.
a dude who, you know, is Mexican and stuff?
No.
What?
Well, what's a carnal?
That's a
what's,
food.
What's
that's
a canton?
That's
I mean, you
dish.
Say you're with
that's,
the Mexican-Americans, and you're with the cause and all this, and you're with his people, you don't even know the language.
No, wait a second, man. I'm just trying to say, if you eat a Taco Bell, you're bending every Mexican over and inserting a hot chili
wait, who's
pepper
saying
up
I'm
the rectum
a Taco Bell?
Are you eating a Taco Bell?
So what's the difference if I do or not?
Because
hey,
you're bending over your brothers and you're putting a hot chili pepper on your butt.
What is the big problem about Taco Bell?
A canton is what holds water, isn't it?
Hey, they employ Mexican-Americans. They employ people. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm sad.
That's right. You don't know.
I'm sad.
You don't know what you're talking. You're talking from...
You're hearing this man here from San Antonio. He's trying to teach you, okay? So you're not an idiot.
Leave it on Raza, man.
Oh, come on.
How come you say that you just found out that California was part of Mexico? This is in history, man. Nuevo Mexico, Arizona, California, and Texas were part of Coahuila, Mexico.
No, but
and you
know
want to tell me that you just found out that California was part of Mexico?
You don't even know
what you're talking about.
Viva Chicano power.
Chicano power, my ass. You don't even know what you're talking about, guy. Hey, I fought for the Mexican-Americans in San Antonio, and you are nothing, man. You are just a wannabe.
Man, that hurts, man. That really hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hey, man, you know what I found out? The Mexicans won at the Alamo.
You try to educate
you just
me,
found
guy. You need education. You need to go back to college and learn the Mexican history.
Viva Monterrey.
Huh?
Viva Monterrey. That's where they had the big Crosby.
You what? Don't even know where San Antonio is at.
It's down in, hold on. No,
San
I know, man.
Great, guy.
You don't even know where it is, do you?
Yes, I do. It's
and the Alamo's right here, man. And you don't even know what San Antonio was?
The Alamo didn't...
The Mexican-American War here, and you don't even know what San Antonio is at?
Yes, I do. San Antonio's in El Paso.
Yeah, in the...
You're phony, man.
Hey, man, you know something?
You know what you need to do?
What?
Just go back to college and learn Mexican-American history.
I want to, but I got to get my high school diploma first.
Oh,
you
don't
have to get the diploma to go to college?
If I didn't get out of grade school.
All right.
Why? I can tell why.
Because the white man beat it out of me.
No, come on. That's not...
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir, very much for your call.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Phil Henry Show here, and there's also the original Hollywood Celebrity Diet, which I'll be going on. And this is the one for me, all right? I just read about it. This is it. Forget the Atkins. Check this out. The Hollywood Celebrity Diet. For 2 days, enjoy a pure, all-natural, citrus-flavored juice, which provides your body with over 100% of the U.S. RDI essential minerals and vitamins. Specifically, or specially formulated in one of America's most advanced laboratories, this clinically tested 2-day juice program will cleanse, detoxify, and rejuvenate your body while allowing you to lose up to 10 pounds in only 2 days. The reason why I'm going on the Hollywood Celebrity Diet, by the way, is because someday I want to be a Hollywood celebrity, and I'm going to cleanse and detoxify. Boy, those celebrities, what's up with them? They got to cleanse and detoxify. 10 pounds in 2 days, that means they're spending lots and lots of time on that cushioned donut seat. They got that elevated toilet seat, man, and they're living on that thing. You can cleanse and perfect after slimming down before or after the holidays or just prior to a special event. Basically, what you're doing is you're living on juice. See, the only problem with all of this is it was developed in a laboratory. Sounds like Dr. Frankenstein or something, you know? Why couldn't they just develop it in the laboratory? But no. It's $29.95 for the original Hollywood Celebrity Diet. Well, what they don't tell you, this is what Hollywood celebrities go on this after they've had their noses pushed in, going through a windshield or something, and they're on a straw diet. Or when they're bulimic. Or it's the only thing they can keep down. Anyway, that's the Hollywood straw diet, and the original Celebrity Hollywood Diet. And that other crap, too. But like I said, if all else fails, man, I can get this big brace. See this brace here? It supports your stomach. Taylor's writing down the number right now. This is fantastic. Don't forget the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. Pick up our CD. We've raised $131,000 for the great people at my friend's place, philhenryshow.com. CD's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.